You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
You know, Rob, oftentimes when I'm making videos and I'm editing stuff, there's always just one piece of footage that I need and I don't have. And oftentimes I'm going to other stock websites looking for that shot because it's just too much of a burden to go back to the location to get said shot.
Or even maybe you don't want to rent a helicopter.
You know, actually, I would love to rent a helicopter.
Well, okay. But you don't want to because it's so expensive.
True. But in those cases, I normally check out, you know, stock video sites like videoblocks.com, because videoblocks.com is a subscription-based site where you can get videos for your production, little B-roll clips, motion graphics. You can even get audio clips like copyright-free music. And the beauty is if you go to videoblocks.com/drone creator, you're going to get a deal.
Yep.
Because you listen to the Ask Drone You podcast, it's going to be $100 off for the annual price for the whole year. For both. So
Video Blocks and Audio Blocks together.
So get off that phone, stop driving, and check out videoblocks.com. Then you can get back on your phone, and when you're done, get back in the car and then go.
Yeah, I don't drive.
Yeah.
Especially don't text.
I hate people that text and drive. I actually recently asked the Albuquerque police if it was legal to have a PA in my car. I may have already had one prior to that, but I'm an adult now, so I asked first. And I just want to be like, get off your phone. You're on your phone. Don't look around. We know it's you. Like, just to mess with people.
No, it's
public
true.
Shame works really well. You'd be surprised. Anyway.
It's an epidemic.
It is. It's bad.
Sure.
More people actually die from texting than drinking and driving.
I know,
That's pathetic.
It's pathetic. It's sad, and it doesn't need to be that
it
way.
It goes to
so
show
stop
how
and driving.
Much people don't value their life or their people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're saying is, it's okay if you die, and me too. When you text and drive.
It's fascinating. I don't know how we got onto this, but it's fascinating that whatever it is so stinking important, I'm willing to risk lives for this.
LOL, BTW.
Yeah. But if I waited 15 minutes, they might have moved on and been texting with a different friend.
No,
I
that
mean,
means
what is
you're
that
insecure, B. That means you're insecure. If you can't wait 15 minutes, you have extreme security issues.
You know what I do? I hand my phone to one of my children, and then I just say, here. Type this in for me.
You know what I do?
Tell him. Yeah, but Android's not quite
as
good at
that. Hey, can you text Rob Tubald and tell him, I love that beautiful bald head of yours?
I hear that all the time.
Ready to send it?
Send message.
Oh, jeez.
Done.
All right.
Yeah, and sometimes it actually comes through being what you said
sometimes.
Into the phone.
Other times it's the wind noise mixed with, one time I sent a client a really bad message. We're not going to go into that. Welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My chipper name is Paul.
Mine is Rob, and this is episode number 602. Thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day.
Thanks for the reviews. Seriously, we're way over the triple digits on iTunes. Please keep those going or review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Today we're going to be talking about you're out on the road. You see a beautiful spot to fly and film, but you don't have property permission. What are your options? Today on the show, Rob, you want to play that question?
Hey, Paul and Rob, this is John from Raleigh, North Carolina. My question is in regards to getting started. So I was driving around this evening after I flew for a battery link and in my local town, and I was looking for demo reel opportunities, and I found quite a few very, very, very cool and potentially awesome demo reel options. They include like arenas, things like art museums, stuff like that. My question is, if I go there like after hours and I'm outside of any kind of classified airspace, am I able to legally just get some footage from there, you know, and include like a 5 to 8 second clip in my demo reel that I can then show to clients? So it is furthering my business. This is all assuming I'm, you know, legally flying. I have my Part 107. My question is, though, do I need to seek pre-approval from these locations? And I guess the short answer would be yes, because it's not my property. But at the same time, like, my question is, can I get away with it? So I appreciate you guys' time and all the energy and money and resources that you put into Drone You. So thank you. Keep it up. I'll keep asking questions. Take care.
Wow. Well, can you summarize that for us, Rob?
You know what? I can summarize that.
Yes!
You're driving around. You see a really cool arena. You see a really cool building. It's a public building of sorts. Public events are held in that building. Can I just stop and fly and get some footage for my reel?
Depends on where you live. Depends on where you are. Every state is a little bit different. This is why I am so anti-Senator Feinstein's drone federalism bill. It's just irony. It really is irony because it's not federalism at all. It's the opposite of federalism. But anyway, in most states, in the continental United States, you can film anything and anyone from a public position.
Okay.
If those people are recognizable and you did not get a model release, you can't film individual people without a model release and use the footage commercially. Okay, but we're not talking about people. We're talking about buildings.
We're talking about empty space.
Now, it really depends on where you're flying, so make sure you look up where you're flying when you do this.
What do you look up? What do you mean? Where are you looking? What are you looking for?
I normally just be like Albuquerque, New Mexico, public film law, okay? Or Albuquerque, New Mexico, film law. For example, New Mexico, you know what? Ann Lerner. I've talked about Ann Lerner before, sometimes negative, sometimes positive. Here's one really positive thing I really like about Ann Lerner. She is all about public versus private.
Okay.
Okay, now there's this other guy, Don Gray, questionable at best. Anyway, he's from Santa Fe, and we have the same law, okay, for filming. And he believes that no matter what, whether it's public or private, you need a permit from the city of Santa Fe to film.
Okay.
I disagree with that. If it's private property, I do not need the local government's permission to film, okay? This is why we have the Drone U conference at a completely private facility with no government entity whatsoever.
Right.
All they do is cause red tape. Anyways, going back to that, Ann believes that if you're on private property, you do not need a film permit from the city of Albuquerque, which I love, and I agree with her 100%. But if you're on public property and you need to like close down a sidewalk, just literally, if you had to close down 10 feet of a sidewalk to put a landing pad on, you've got to get a film permit. And honestly, it's really not that difficult. Even when we were filming the Austin Keen music video in San Diego, it was like, I'm going here. Here's my certificate of insurance and a $15 application fee. Done.
Yeah, so much of that, 90% of it's done online now.
Yes, it is. And in fact, actually, one thing I tried to do with Anne, and I forget what happened, is I was like, look, here's a certificate of insurance for the whole year, okay? If I need something, I'm going to call you, and you have my cert on file. I'll still fill out the application, whatever. Done. They already they have a year-long certificate. I don't have to send in one every single time.
Sure. Okay? Makes sense.
But federally speaking, if you are in a public place, you can take a picture. So if I am on a public place and I take my drone off, you know, as long as I don't fly over people or cause undue harm to person or property on the ground, I'm good. Mm-hmm. That also means you're not buzzing cars down 6th Avenue in Manhattan with your drone.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be aware of your surroundings and circumstances and make appropriate choices.
Agreed, 100%. Now, if you go to dronepilotfieldkit.com, DronePilotFieldKit.com. You will get the Drone Pilot Field Kit that has the information for the photographer's rights. That's the document that's in the Drone Pilot Field Kit that will help you get this. You know, and recently, Rob, I'm going off track here, but I have to tell you this story. Recently, this is a perfect story for the show. There was a guy, in fact, I just friended him. I think his name is Roger, and he was on a public highway. He pulled over, right? He had his flashing lights on. This has been a topic that Vic has been like, you've got to get flashing lights on your car. Like, it has to look legit. You're pulled over on the side of the road. It's a safety hazard. You have to have yellow and white lights. That, again, is different from state to state. In New Mexico, it's blue and red, which if you had blue and red in any other state in the union, you would be pulled over for impersonating a police officer. Not in New Mexico. Anyway,
we love New Mexico.
Moving forward, this guy pulled over the highway. Pulled out his drone and started flying like literally 100 yards from the gate of a national park, right? But right there, if you look on Google Maps, park ends, public begins, right? Federal property. He takes off, flies the national park, boom, 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 gets what he wants, and comes and lands.
Right.
Two NPS Rangers, which if anyone has dealt with NPS, like, they are the most intense federal cops of all federal cops. And I know this because I used to live next door to Secret Service agents, ATF, FBI. I had one guy who said he was a Fed but never said which agency. He clearly worked for CIA. Like, So I've dealt with all those people who are really nice people. And that's the beauty of growing up in D.C. But these NPS guys, like, I don't know if it's the loneliness or the exclusion, what it is, but a lot of them are, like, really aggressive. Now, there's this one guy at Lake Powell that looks like the most aggressive NPS Ranger, but he's actually one of the coolest guys out there.
I think I figured out what the problem is. It's those green shorts they have to wear. Polyester green shorts. Anyways, carry on.
Okay, so this guy, he's on public land, takes off, flies into the national park, flies outside of it, and the NPS Rangers, like, run up on him, like, sir, land your drone, that's illegal, you cannot do that here, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, hold on a minute, I'll land my drone, what I'm doing is not illegal. And the NPS officer says, you cannot fly a drone over NPS land. Pulls out the drone pilot field kit. Like, he wrote this on UAV Legal News Group. This story exists on the web.
Literally, he pulled out the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pulls it out. He's like, sir, well, here's the NPS memo from your director, which says someone is not allowed to take off, land from, or operate from a drone. Let me say that again. I'm so excited about this. No one is allowed to take off, land, or operate from national park regulated territory. Okay. And he's like, you see that right here, right? In black and white. NPS guy says, yes, I see that. He says, what it does not say is that I cannot take off and land from outside of the park and fly in. It says operate from the national park. And the guy, like, babbles for a second. He's like, well, I'm going to have to call my supervisor. And he's like, call your supervisor. Get him down here. Let's have some coffee. Like, you know, like, totally, like,
I'll teach all of you.
Yeah. No. And the supervisor comes down.
Really?
And he pulls out the memo again and highlights the thing.
Oh, wow.
And says, it does not say I cannot fly into your airspace, which you do not have control over, and fly out of it. There's nothing that says that. And the guy's like, well, I'm pretty sure there's a local law that says you can't take off and land from any of the city grounds. And he's like, well, sir, if you can pull that up, I'd be happy to look at it, but I'm almost 110% sure that that doesn't exist because the only body that controls the airspace is the Federal Aviation Administration. And the guy's like, well, you know, what about this? And the guy's like, sir, let me go back to this document here. And it says, take off, land, or operate from. And the guy goes, have a nice day.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just like, I was so happy to hear that. Like, yeah, that's why that thing exists. And it's just like, I love that because I hate government overreach. And it's not government overreach. What it really is a lack of education on a lot of these enforcement officers' behalf. And I know you guys have a lot going on, but man, would it do wonders if you guys just did a little bit of research and a little bit of digging on what is actually law versus what isn't, because I think it would help out so many people, especially in government, who has authority over certain things. Like, for example, the film office, you know, what about BLM?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that document is in the Drone Pilot Field Kit as well. Anyway, guys, I hope that story empowers you and lets you know that the law is on your side if you know the law.
Yeah. So again, like we've said in talking about the field kit, it's one thing to have it in your possession. It's another thing to know what's in it, right?
True.
Because you don't want to be sitting there, because it's pretty big.
It's huge. 750 pages.
Yeah. You don't want to be sitting there with those rangers right there and just kind of flipping through.
Flip,
I know
flip,
it's
flip,
here
flip,
somewhere.
Flip, flip,
I know
flip,
it's
flip,
here
yeah.
somewhere. You need to know where things are. And then it becomes a really great tool and resource for you. And from the NPS folks, I would just say, or anybody else in that position, I think all it really takes is a willingness to listen, right? To understand that you probably don't know everything, just like I don't know everything, just like even Paul doesn't know everything.
You don't know everything?
I don't know everything.
Really?
Just listen and learn, and I bet it'll get figured out. And if you're right, then do what you need to do.
Here's the other thing. As much as I'm like embellishing how happy I am because this guy was wrong, guys, treat people nicely. Treat people with respect. One of my FBI friends a long time ago says the only way you are going to get respect is if you earn respect. And the only way to earn respect is if you give respect.
Yep. Hear, hear.
So,
all right. So I got to bring this back again like I always like to do.
Stop it.
No, no, I can't stop it. It's important for the listeners that we get their questions answered. So you're driving through San Jose. Is that are they in Oakland? Where do the Golden State Warriors actually play?
In San Jose.
It is in San Jose?
Uh-huh.
So you're driving.
I think so. Because, no,
I don't even
wait,
know.
No, actually.
It's the Bay Area, right?
Yeah. No, actually, I think they're further north. I don't know because honestly, who cares? I'm pretty sure I saw the San Francisco Giants Stadium because we went there because one of our members is flying it. So,
anyways,
yeah, no,
you're driving through town and you see the arena. There's nobody around. It's like evening and there's still enough light to get a good shot. Are you going to stop and get the shot?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Without going through a bunch of rigmarole, up rules. What I want to know.
Okay. Say the question again. Let me make sure I didn't cut myself short here by telling the internet something.
You're driving down the interstate. You see the arena over there. It's Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. The light's still really good. There's very few people out and you can just drop right down and get some great shots of the arena for your reel. You're going to do it.
Is it in controlled airspace?
No.
Are you sure?
For my question, it is not in controlled airspace.
Okay. How do you know you're not flying over people? So where are you? So as long as I can take off.
I can see. I mean, let's say I'm going to drive around the arena and I'm going to see that there's nobody around because there's a parking lot that goes on for however long it goes on around the arena and there's nobody around.
If you're taking off from public land, mm-hmm. there is no TFR over the stadium. Mm-hmm. You're not in controlled airspace.
Right.
There's no people in the stadium. Okay.
Well, this is an arena. They'd be inside. If there were, you wouldn't know, but okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. If there were people inside the arena, like there's a game going on or there's people traveling in and out of the arena, absolutely not. No way. Now, if...
Right. In and out, sure. But there's nobody around. There might be a janitor in the arena. That's what I'm saying. You don't know if there's anybody in there.
Okay. So you're saying there's nobody there. There's no event going on.
Correct.
Okay. If I'm flying from a public place,
mm-hmm.
I'm not in controlled airspace.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 statute miles of visibility.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've got no fog. Temperature dew point is not within 5 degrees. I'm flying.
Okay.
I had to give you the algorithm.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right.
You got your field kit with you?
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.